Welcome to section number 6 of the mini Freedom Through Mindfulness Self-Empowerment Program. This section is called Troubleshooting. And so it's how to navigate through setbacks and difficult thoughts and things that come up through this process. You know, everything is going really, really good and we're doing really, really well with this work. And we go, wow, this is working really great. And all of a sudden the bottom just falls out and everything's going wrong and we just want to quit. Okay, it's a little bit of an understanding of how that happens and how to move through it and get back on track in a way that feels really good. So I want to tell a little bit of a story. When I was a kid, you know, I felt a lot, but my family wasn't, you know, supportive to be able to help me move through my emotions. I learned, you know, from my mom, she kind of kept things at an even keel and didn't express much emotion. But my dad, he was fine, and all of a sudden he would erupt like a volcano and get angry at stuff. He didn't know how to express emotion properly, and my mom didn't know how to express it at all. They learned that from their upbringings. But it didn't help me being a kid that was really sensitive. And, you know, there was a lot of stuff at one point in time that went on in my life. It was really stressful, and I had nobody to share it with. I had no way to deal with it, and I couldn't deal with what I was feeling. And so I had a paper route where all my money went to ice cream sandwiches, chocolate bars, and chips, and mostly chocolate bars and ice cream. And so this turned into a habit. It helped me to just be able to feel something and numb my, you know, emotional pain away. And then as an adult, I have this huge, you know, this huge craving for sweets. And my old business years ago, I used to have to go downtown and pick up supplies quite a bit. So I would plan my route on purpose. You know, I would eat lunch first, and I would plan my route to sort of stay away from the ice cream shop, because I would find myself just going there and eating ice cream way too much. And once I'd eat it once, I would just crave it and eat it again and again. It really, my body really didn't feel good with ice cream. I mean, it did when I ate it. And so here I am planning the route to avoid the ice cream, and everything's going really, really good. And I've made this plan and sort of planned my way to stay away from it. And the one place I would commonly go, I stayed quite a ways away. And then this little voice in the back of my head, it would subtly, you know, just be this subtle little teeny impression, you know, oh, you're doing really good and you should reward yourself, and oh, the treat would taste so good. And it just went on, and I barely even noticed it. And next thing I know, I find myself driving to Mr. Tubbs, ordering a double whatever, whatever, big, huge waffle cone. And if that wasn't bad enough, I'd have the waffle cone, and rather than enjoy it, what would happen is I'd be eating the cone and then beating myself up. Oh, you're weak. You got no willpower, and you should be ashamed of yourself. So I'm beating myself up, and I can't even enjoy the ice cream because of that. Well, we can get distracted away. This is a subconscious coping mechanism. Okay, my subconscious wanted me to have the ice cream, but it didn't want me to get better. It wanted me, you know, to stay in that place where I didn't put myself out there too much. It wanted to protect me from feeling emotions. It wanted to keep me eating ice cream, and making me feel bad is a good way to do that, because it would help me avoid social situations, which I had challenges with, feeling anxiety. But it also kept me feeling emotionally, you know, this void and really needing something. And so I found myself keeping on, you know, going and getting the ice cream. And so it was this sort of negative snowball loop. So we'd get distracted, and then we would get, you know, discontinue a healthy behavior, and all of a sudden we would fall for something like this, and then we get caught in this self-judgment and we'd beat ourselves up. Our, you know, our thoughts would convince us to do it, but then our thoughts then, once we do it, would beat ourselves up for doing it. Well, we're left feeling really, really bad for doing so. Well, this is the subconscious mind protecting us. It's a habitual program it's designed really to keep our life smaller and smaller. And to keep that program running, it has to sort of pull us in the ways it knows how and keep us doing the thing that the program was designed for, and to keep the program operating, because that program itself kind of works within our survival systems. And maybe long ago when I was a kid, the ice cream kind of helped me deal with stuff at the time. But as an adult, that program became really outdated, but it wanted to keep running and keep me going to the ice cream store, even though I had been working on moving through my emotions and making change and that. And so it's really helpful to understand how our subconscious mind can sabotage us like that and, you know, convince us to do an unhealthy behavior and tell us it's going to be really good, we should reward ourselves, and then we do it. And then all of a sudden we're beating ourselves up, the thoughts are beating ourselves up. And just know this is just an automatic program in your subconscious mind, but we can move through that. Now we're going to take just a sort of a little pause here, the people watching on my website, because I want to address the people that found this video on YouTube, you know, through the last video in the series, and you've just found it. Well, this is a 6-week series, and if you're on YouTube, keep watching the video though. Watch it to the end, and then if you like the video and if you like the idea of this program, click the like button. And then in the description below, you can go to my website and see the whole series in a row. So this is all about using mindfulness to help us overcome things like feeling stressed or anxious or tense, or maybe we get angry and feel angry all the time and we don't know how to express our emotions any other way. Or maybe we feel lost or distracted or afraid to be ourselves, or maybe we mask how we're really feeling, where, you know, we look like we're doing fine on the outside, but inside we just feel horrible and we hide what we're truly feeling. Maybe we have trouble, you know, expressing, you know, healthy boundaries or vocalizing our truth, what we really want in life. Or maybe we're self-critical or judgmental, or maybe we're overwhelmed or stuck in negative thoughts a lot of the time and we just feel bad about stuff. Or maybe we're happy and unfulfilled, or we feel unworthy or not good enough, or that we're a bad person. Or maybe we're afraid to follow our dreams. Or maybe we do put ourselves out there to follow our dreams, but something sabotages us. Or maybe we do achieve our goals, but we never feel good about them. And or maybe we're struggling with OCD, PTSD, or ADHD. Now, my name is Arnie Peterson. I'm a therapist in beautiful Victoria, BC. And I work with people with private sessions online through video and in person to help them to overcome these kind of challenges, to build self-confidence, self-esteem, feel good about themselves, build an inner sense of self-worth and emotional resilience, and to help them achieve their goals. But that's not what this video is about. Okay, this video really, it's about free self-help to help you on your own at home to work through these kinds of challenges, to understand how your subconscious mind is affecting you, your beliefs and inner programs, and to understand how to let that go and to build healthy self-esteem and healthy self-confidence and self-worth on your own. Because, you know, not everybody can afford to come for sessions, and not everybody's ready to do that. So this is a wonderful gift to be able to, you know, just if you watch this video, then like it on YouTube, and then go down below, click the link, and you'll go to my website, and everything's laid out really simple, really easy, all the videos, no sign up required, okay? You don't even have to sign in your email to do this. It's completely free. I've made it as easy as possible. Below each video at the bottom, there is a download audio, so you can download the audio onto your phone to make it super easy and convenient to listen to bits and pieces here and there and listen to it all the time. Now for everybody, each section when you're on it, go through the section and go through it again and a few times. And when you've done that, implement the work. Take at least a week between that section, completing it, and give time to integrate it and contemplate and sort of apply it into your everyday life that week before you move on to the next section. That'll just help it integrate deeper in your subconscious and become something that benefits you in your long-term memory much better that way. Okay, now moving on to this section, getting back to it. So this is about troubleshooting. So new experiences, they trigger fear. Remember in the earlier section, fear, false evidence appearing real. How our subconscious mind will have the perception of fear, you know, all of those perception filters where we see a situation in a way that is unhealthy, and it triggers this program in our subconscious mind that there's actually danger. And so it's not really happening. And in section two, when we've contemplated truth and we're present enough and we've worked on our awareness practice enough, we can start to see how that actually really happens and that there's really no danger. But for some reason, our subconscious is making us feel like it's a, 10 out of 10 or 9 out of 10 on the Richter scale of danger. So this is about recalibrating these triggers, a helpful tool to recalibrate them back to be more congruent with what's really happening in the moment. Okay, and so if you have been doing this work so far, you're able to notice quite often when your subconscious mind is triggering you into anxiety or self-sabotage or fear, heavy, strong emotions or anger or something, and you'll be able to step back from your awareness practice back into your body and see the truth of what's going on, creating a little bit of space. Now, in that moment, the subconscious, the door to that program, that habitual program long ago of the trigger event, it's wide open. Okay, that door is wide open where we can actually, when we're feeling the high emotion, we come back into the body, into a conscious place. Remember, our point of power is in the present moment. So when we come back into a conscious place, we can deliberately, purposefully navigate and walk ourselves through this and start to change this program to be more in alignment with the truth of what's really going on, rather than be in a reactive automatic state of the false evidence appearing real, controlling our life by fear. So when you feel this, first go into your breathing and assess, is it safe? Is it really safe? And make sure it's safe to take that time and assess. And then go into the feelings and ask yourself this question. What level of danger does this feel like? What level of emotion or anxiety or stress or worry or fear do you feel in this moment? 10 out of 10 being maximum. It's like a 10 out of 10, I'm feeling overwhelmed. And just write that down. What does it feel like? Or note it in your mind. What level out of 1 of 10? Maybe it's a 7 out of 10 or an 8 out of 10. Now, go into truth. Ground yourself in your body. Look around and assess. Is there really any threat to my well-being? And you look and you go, well, actually, it's really safe where I am. I mean, it feels like a, 8 out of 10 danger. But when I look around and assess the truth of the fact of the matter, that it's actually safe, and you decide it's really a 0 out of 10, but you decide I'm going to give it a 1. Well, there's a big gap between a 1 out of 10 and and an 8 out of 10. That's a huge gap, and that's telling you how much out of proportion your mind is irrationally perceiving the situation and triggering you into fear. So when you realize that, this is time to go into your breathing and to bring that reactive state down with your awareness practice, so it's more congruent, more in alignment with the truth of what's really going on, to recalibrate this perception of fear. And once you've established that it's not fear, it's actually really safe, you can do that. And so you go into your breathing. If you've been practicing, up to this point in time, this should be 6 weeks if you've actually done this work and you've been practicing every day a little bit. And if you haven't and you're not good at this yet, that's okay. Keep practicing. And keep practicing and put some more emphasis on every day, a few minutes, 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes of the awareness practice. Go into your breathing. Back into your body feeling. Feel breathing in and out. I feel the air moving in my nose, down my windpipe. Feel my lungs expanding and contracting. I can feel the inner felt sensations. I feel my feet planted on the floor, and close your eyes maybe if that helps. Just breathe. Okay, and if you practice the awareness practice in a safe place, here we are in a safe place, you're at home or wherever, and it's a safe place where you can be left undisturbed and you practice every day. You go into your breathing and you know it's safe. So as you go into your breathing and you tell yourself it's safe and you know it's safe, and you slow your breathing down, slow, relax, deep breaths. Your shoulders start to drop. You go into the feeling of your shoulders. Go into the feeling of your neck muscles and your head. Feel your torso. Feel your sitting bones sitting on the chair and your back touching the back of the chair, or if you're lying back on a couch. Feel where your back ends and the pillow begins on the couch or the back of the chair. And just feel your hands and fingers and arms, the inner felt sensations, not I feel this or I feel that. Go beneath the label into the feeling sensation and be with that. Now, if you practice in a safe place, and I've said this a lot of times, but this is important. I practice in a safe place. I go into the state where I come back to my breathing where it's calm. Now, if there's really, really danger and you see the danger and you feel afraid and triggered in the danger, your subconscious heightens your breathing and changes it. It becomes tighter and shallower, moves a lot of energy in your body to your extremities so you can get yourself out of there, fight or flight or freeze, and cortisol and adrenaline. Your whole body chemistry changes and your breathing changes relative to the threat and the danger to be able to deal with the danger to survive. Now, when you're in a relaxed and calm state, your body doesn't need to be protecting itself. And so when you go into that state where you're being with what you feel, when you're in danger, you don't have time to go into your body. Your subconscious mind in survival system doesn't trigger you into going, I'm going to go into my body feelings. It doesn't do that. It just gets you to react as fast as possible. So as you go into your body and you go into the breathing, into the feeling sensations, it tells and communicates to your body it's safe. Because you're taking the time to be with what you feel, and that's not fight or flight. There's no danger when you're going into what you feel. And when you're taking that time, being with your body sensation, it allows the resistance and tension to start letting go, and a state of ease will start to resume where that fight or flight will begin to fall away and the emotions of tenseness and tightness will begin to let go when you're in a state of allowing and accepting what you feel. And there's an anchor to the feeling of safety because you practice in a safe place. So now you take this practice and you move it into the circumstance where now we're recalibrating from fight or flight. You've come back to your body a million times in the awareness practice where you practice coming back, anchoring to a safe place, coming into your breathing. So now you feel triggered. You've got an automatic habit there after 6 weeks of you find yourself coming back and all of a sudden, wow, I'm able to go into my breathing. I've assessed truth. It's actually safe. It feels like an 8 out of 10. So I'm going to calm my nervous system down, 8 out of 10 as I breathe and go into what I feel. 7 out of 10, 6 out of 10, 5 out of 10. It starts to lower down. It might not get all the way down to that 1 of what you've truthfully assessed the danger level. It's actually safe. But as you bring it down, each time you practice bringing it down, you're connecting it back to the moment. You're in the moment, breathing and connected. When there's danger, when there's too much emotion to deal with, our body checks us away from that which we can't feel. It dissociates our attention away from that because it's too much to deal with. And so it triggers us into reactive habitual thinking, coping mechanisms and distractions, numbing, keeping us away, or anxiety or panic, where we just lose the reality of what's really going on. But the awareness practice, we bring our attention back into our body. Now we're turning off fight or flight. This is fight or flight over here. Actually, there's danger. There's something here that's not safe. Otherwise, we wouldn't be leaving. So we come back to here. Ah, it's safe. We communicate automatically to our subconscious, it's safe. And then we talk to ourselves, everything's okay. It's safe, you're okay, I'm taking care of things, everything's okay. Like we're talking to a small child. And every time we do it, we bring that 8 out of 10 down, 7, 6, 5, 4, and pretty soon we bring it down to 1 or a 0, and we're calm. And each time the trigger happens, we can bring it down quicker, and then the triggers begin to happen less, and the triggers don't happen as deeply or quickly or sharply because we do our awareness practice and come back. And pretty soon we've built emotional intelligence and emotional resilience, where when something happens, we have a extra capacity to be able to deal. This is normally what we need right here, and we've built up a surplus. And so something happens and it's a lot and a couple other things, we're emotionally resilient. We can handle and be with the feelings because we practice through the program bit by bit, stepping out of our comfort zone, getting used to uncomfortable feelings. So we can be in the uncomfortable feelings now and handle it. Then we breathe and move ourselves through, do the awareness practice, and we start to build our energies back up because we have a surplus, and it gets easier and easier over time. So this is a really great way to do this. So really give this section some time and really work that practice and contemplate that. Even listen to what I said there several times over and over. And give it a good week and really, you know, sit with that. And then I want you to ask yourself some questions. So what did you learn about yourself in this program and how your subconscious mind works? Okay, contemplate that question. Maybe even write it down. And then the next question, can you navigate emotional challenges better now? Are you better able to deal with emotional triggers? Can you bring yourself back quicker now? Are you able to do that more? Do you feel any better about yourself or your life situations now that you're able to calm your emotions and be with what you feel rather than being in a panic of feeling helpless, of not knowing what to do? Is there anything you can do now that you couldn't do before? Now that you're able to be with what you feel a lot better, now that you're connected with your inner self more, what can you do that you couldn't do before? What can you do and actually be okay with, whereas before it just, you couldn't even really do it that well. You were so triggered and stress or panic or overwhelm. And do you feel more empowered now? Has this program empowered you? I want you to really contemplate those questions and go back a little bit and then listen to these questions again and write them out. Really sit with them one at a time. And then that'll help you to go through the program again and to look at it from a different place. Now, I really suggest going through the program again anyway, to go through the program, because you've learned a lot and you've changed. You might not feel it, but if you've gone through and you've done this work, you will have changed. You will have evolved and grown into somebody that now looks at things with a little bit different perceptions, a little bit different viewpoint than you did before, because you know yourself better, you understand yourself better, and you understand your triggers more, and you're understanding more about how, you know, what the root causes may be with them a little bit more. So as you go back to the beginning and you start over, you're going to see and view things and understand things from a different perspective, because to start with, you're working on the fundamentals, and as you go through, you're focusing on certain things that you don't maybe know that well yet and building those skills. And now the second time you've built those skills, you've got a better foundation at the very least, or maybe you've built a good one. Now you can really focus on the other details so much better, because you'll be able to see them so much deeper. So I really suggest that. And some of you that you may really feel that, you know, I need some more help to figure out why this stuff is happening and help me to move through it. And so I think I need a guide with that. So I'd love to help you. And so I give free 1-hour video consultations to see if it's a fit, to really, in 15 minutes, you honestly, you can't get to know a therapist and find out if they're a good fit and really learn very much. So I give an hour of my time free, absolutely free. And we do this video Zoom call and we talk about your challenges, what's going on in your life, how it affects your life, and then what your goals are, what you would like instead, and if you're having trouble with that, to help understand and help you figure out what your goals are. And then to talk about the therapy process, how that might look for you, and how I feel about whether I can help you or not. And then we can talk about the larger version of the program, of this program, and how that integrates with your homework at home, and how I work and how we would work together as a team to help you achieve your goals. So that's a free consultation, and there's a link down below. And on my WIG, if you're on YouTube, hit the like button and the share and subscribe and go then, you know, to the description, click that link and go to my website, and then you can watch the program from the beginning. And so I really hope you've gained a lot from this program. I'd love to hear your feedback. And here there's a link too down below, and also on my website, where you can contact me and just let me know, how did this program work for you? And so if you'd like to make changes in your life, and you're on YouTube now, click the like button, go over to the website. And until then, I look forward to seeing you in the intro video. If you start over from the beginning, and remember to take that extra week, and remember to do your awareness practice. That's really, really important, as I mentioned in every section. So I wish you an absolutely wonderful day, and I'm honored to have been a part of your journey in this process of you making change through this program.